Blessings, 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 guys. Welcome to Sojourn, where we will be exploring, funning, and learning as our spirit journeys through the experience of divine feminine and masculine energies. Our love and honor, I first want to say, goes out to Q Mermaid, Asha, and the Q team because of all of you. I personally am reminded of my mojo, my inspiration, my creation. And I can't thank you guys enough. BBS, thank you, crew, beautiful crew. We love you so much. Don, Doug, and Thomas, you guys are amazing. And anyone out there who is assisting BBS, we love you and honor you really so much. A large shout out, first off, of love and gratitude for all the subscribers, prescribers. So, yeah, Q, I stole the saying from you to this show. We also thank and honor the listeners, the audience. We love you all. And today we're here live. So, we invite you guys to call in with any feelings, concepts, questions, and thank you, Kevin and Johnny from Cumin Show prior to us. Y'all want to watch that too? Divine Masculine, woohoo, is starting their show. But thank you for reminding me the phone number to call in is 888 627-6008. And today we have our soul host here, the beautiful intelligent Zaya. You want to say hello, beautiful?
Hey.
Woohoo! Omi is absent Omi today, and we love you, Omi. Shout out to you, beautiful one, another beautiful soul. And Bodacious Bo, hello, girl, who just celebrated her, what Bo called, belly button day on the what? 17th of this month. So, did I just say the 17th, Bo? What? It's a great day to be created, Sister Bo.
17 has been in my life my whole life, not just my birthday. My grandmother and dad were both born on October 17th. I used to live in an apartment 17 when I was growing up. So shout out to 17. We know what letter of the alphabet that is. And
Woohoo!
thank you for the well wishes, Hummy. And I see Lauren and Sosha waiting
Yes.
for us too.
Perfect, perfect. We have our guests and soul hosts second time around, so we're so honored. Thank you for that, Bo. You guys are joining us, none other than the amazing Silkies, the beautiful, gracious Lauren and Zosia as our guest soul hosts today from their BBS radio show, Unstoppable Love. Really, it's an incredible show. It's a bi-weekly show on Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So yes, Divine Feminine ladies, I did say the exclamation mark, or can we call it, quote, the best for the last, the Divine Masculine, the best or the best of the last. I never am good with quotes. Here we go, the best for last. There you go. I'm saving this gentleman, the divine masculine, most handsome, loving being who is gracing us with his presence when he can. Merman is in the house, girls.
Excuse me,
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Merman,
No, Donnie, Merman. I'm Corinne.
Ah, spill the beans.
No, Lauren, you're good. I'm Corinne. I'm Honey. I'm your souls. Thank you for reminding me to say that. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Zosia. Oh my gosh. So today, you guys, divine feminine and masculine energies. I'll just start out with just throwing this out to y'all. Miss Lauren, you shared with us on Unstoppable Love. So it was an episode on dolphin birthing. I believe it's the 5th of April for anyone who wants to check that out. But when you shared Kennedy's poetic view You brought up what Kennedy had to say about the ocean. And to me, it's like a primal connection to the ocean, and it's tying it to the divine feminine energy, to me, of creation and a flow that we all have discussed over the course of space time. But as the sea often symbolizes to me, like the nurturing and life-giving forces in a spiritual context, I will ask, does this quote, ladies, speak of concepts of the deep divine feminine and masculine energy of our creation, our reproduction? Does the sea symbolize nurturing and life-giving forces in our energetic sense? It could also be in our epigenetic sense. But to me, the answer is unequivocally yes. One other thing I'll just throw in there. If you want an unstoppable love as well, Zosia, I almost said Zaya, but Zosia related to Q about comprehending what Q stated in previous conversations for quite a while. So, Zosia, you related with no participation regarding relationships. So, as Q said, I'll semi-quote. Goodbye. No, I mean it. Goodbye. It's that simple. Just don't participate. This doesn't feel good, so why am I still doing it? And now I'll continue because this was interesting. So you continued with, I'm still struggling to find the masculine side to understand this information. Kevin, I feel this is what you were relating with if you're here listening. But he said he's still struggling, Q said, to find the masculine side to understand, for the masculine to understand or comprehend this information. So, at least in a gross population, which is key because generic, genetic, I feel, are almost the same. So, Q goes on to say, you don't see a lot of men calling into my shows, and the ones that do are usually. How does it work? What steps do I need to take? I want to fix this. Us men, Q says, are pretty good at what's the problem. We want to fix something or let's go to war so we can fix it. So, Q goes on to say, it looks like it's easier to be pretty neutral to the brain of the females right now. But it leads me to the question. As Q is speaking generically, genetically, can it be that I'm adding the genetic aspect, but can it be that this version of humans was also epigenetically designed for the male to lead more from their minds? I'm just asking. This is observation, guys. This isn't slamming males. Please comprehend that. Not to you guys, but anyone in the audience who is new. Just know that we love our divine male energies. We totally do because it doesn't mean that the female wasn't designed this way as well. But somehow, genetically, generically, we choose as humans to maintain the energies of our divine feminine, leading more from our hearts. Can it be that? Of course. There are those divine male who maintain their heart-centered, heart-led energies, like Merman, Donnie. But, we all comprehend the walls of or barriers of epigenetics and technology programming through control and abductions, not only interrupts our frequency and attempts to stop our energy flow as divine female and male. We individually and collectively also prompt or prop up the matrix by participating. So, can we, ladies and gents, break through our own energetic design and accept perceived barriers and expressions individually and collectively by going within and doing the inner work as Q guides us? And gives us a methodology by which it really does work. and it leads us to lead from our heart and clearing our own perceived expression of ourselves. So, whereby the divine male and female can twin or twine together in a peaceful, harmonious relationship and recognize, acknowledge one another. So, really recognizing each other's silos or roles, honor and play together, complement each other. We comprehend this is a dualistic universe, but in that dualistic perspective, the divine masculine and feminine are not just opposites. We can perceive it that way depending on the frequency and experience we choose. But instead of opposing in conflict, but we can utilize these polarities that complete each other, like the yin and the yang symbol, right? Where each contains a seed of the other. Their balance is essential for harmony within individual relationships and the cosmos. So that twinning and twining flame, I'll leave it at that because this was a handful to dump, if you will. But I didn't mean to do that. It's just a fun sharing that the twin twining flame, I almost feel they're synonymous. They are. To me, there are expression within each of us. Can they be? Are they the reflection of our reflection of the perceived opposing individual male as we are females? But there is, remember, guys, there's no delta, as Zosha, you would say, between perception and expression, and Q has said that. To me, they're definitely synonymous. So does anybody want to comment on that? I know you guys are like, okay, this was a waterfall. What, hummy? My apologies, but go ahead, guys.
I'll go first. Interesting that you started with this, and specifically, I'm talking about the part where you said we're talking about have we been programmed? And I would give a resounding yes to that. This version of human, as Q likes to express, whatever version it is. Have we been so programmed to believe, and that word is the word lie, that there is such a difference between male and female? Can a woman not be a warrior, and can a man not be soft and in touch with his quote feminine side? If you really feel into it, if we are divine fractals of creator source, that means that we are divine. And when we come more fully into our own light, there really is no separation. There is a physicality, but like you said, Hami, this has all been programmed, and humans have been genetically modified, if you will, for millennia. So is there really any difference between the quote divine masculine and the divine feminine, or is even that expression, divine feminine, divine masculine, yet another form of division that the dark has perpetrated upon light beings? Just as they have with religion, race, creed, et cetera, and I'll leave that there. I yield.
Wow, well, that's a really, really good point. And also something that I have been, sitting with for some time now, just on this topic itself regarding male and female. Perhaps it's all it is the expression takes shape and is expression based upon the physicality of each being. And what would that look like? Well, it would ever look like the expression of that being. With just in this version of human, with the male having larger, physically stronger physique, which is why there are male sports and female sports. I do feel that a woman, is a warrior as well as a male, and I do not feel like a female cannot defeat a male in battle or anything like that, especially when that female is drawing from the pure essence of light and in the battle. I it's just one thing, something to just sit with and consider, and to open up to exploring what we have been conditioned to believe versus what we innately know. And within myself, I'm seeing the battle within that, if that makes any sense. Like, I can see what's a belief versus a knowing, So with that, I'll yield.
I'd love to chime in here. First of all, Hami and everyone, it's such a joy, really, such an honor, and your graciousness of having Lauren and I back again. Thank you so much. And I have to go back to where you started, Hami, is you had me at goodbye. It reminds me of that movie when Q said goodbye, as an example of really essentially this simplicity of perhaps feeling your spirit and leaving a situation that you just don't prefer. And it touches into me always. I love this question and always would love to hear the masculine, the divine men discuss how do you as men feel your heart? I would love it because he's talked many times, right? And as you shared, Hami, about using the brain to be neutral to your brain. So I love, love, love this discussion because it really goes back to the beginning of going within. And as you're all discussing feeling, feeling equals knowing. How do we feel our spirit within this jalopy of our body? Both to what you're all discussing, being on this dual, being in this dualistic place outside of here. Q has stated there's no gender. So who are we, right? We're the spirit in this jalopy, but within this place, there comes, divine masculine, feminine natures. So it's such a beautiful, beautiful conversation. And I love it. Just all of the male and female coming together for this mature conversation, really spiritually mature conversation and heartfeltness to get to a point of growing and really supporting each other's spirits in all the ways that we express. And I'll leave it there. I love you all. Thank you for having me.
Merman.
Hello. Hey everyone, this is the merman here swimming in from the reef to join this lovely crew of highly conscious feminine, divine feminine. And from the man's perspective, it's we're so highly programmed and driven to provide and protect and fix and resolve issues that we live in such duality. And so we're really lacking, to me. I mean, overall, we're not programmed in how to keep in our heart energy and sustain love in long-term sustained human relationships with as well as the divine feminine it. So how do I deal with this? I mean, because we're in constant duality of providing, protecting, and fixing, and of that is that we I'd start with breathing and feeling myself before you can really love and sustain love to others. You have to love yourself. You have to feel yourself. I think it starts with breathing. I mean, when you get stressed, you take a couple deep breaths, people say, and you feel that relaxation and you start calm down. You start feeling versus thinking. And I just think that's one of the things I try to do as a technique to really alter the programming, to come back and feel and, recharge your batteries. And nature always helps being in nature and getting and escaping too for that. But I don't know if that answers the question, but that's my two cents.
I love it. And I'll just add, guys, that to open our hearts, Donnie, absolutely, honey, you give love to me.
Yes.
You give love to so many people. So I'm just sharing, guys, that thank you so much for that beautiful question. You guys are incredible. And where I'm going to say is that Mermang creates that softer, breathe Corinne environment where I get into the mind energy. I'm very aware of my mind energy, and I'm very aware, at least now, to move, do the mind heart drop as Q teaches us. But while I'm working with me and working on expanding me, Donnie reminds me he creates the environment of breathing, and working, we seem to twine and not seem to, we know we do, but I feel more peace, energy, and heartfelt energy when I am truly connected with Donnie. So to the divine feminine, the feeling of being intuitive and being free form, I mean, feel into this, our true authentic self, it's the energy of being is what I observe rather than doing.
Very good point.
And Isaiah, you eloquently expressed in a recent gathering, what if the divine male is just waiting for the female to take the lead? But this is your tea, ladies. But ultimately, I have to share with you that it's kind of an it's very much an equal balance for both Donnie and I. We're just sharing that aspect of our energies, but it's an energy that reflects within my own maleness and Donnie's own femaleness. But it's being, and we're the
Being.
observer, and then being able to expand our authentic self in the moment of recognition of going into mind energy, if that makes sense, guys. Go ahead, Bo or Satsaya, I apologize.
Oh, that's all right. I'll hop in. Hey, Donnie, thank you so much for joining this conversation because we now get the viewpoint from a male. So, I do have a question though, because this is one of the things that I have been exploring, and that is what is there an inherent energetic role of the male and female? And I'm asking because you mentioned that we're programmed, men are programmed to provide, protect, and fix things. And my question to that is that a program, or is there an inherent energetic role or attribute of the male that's what he enjoys? Like, that's his way of expressing source through him as a protector, through him as a provider. And I'm so happy to ask you the question. I know you're just one man answering that, but I wonder, is that an inherent quality of source, or is that a condition and you choose it through your inherent quality of source? If that makes sense.
That is the excellent question, and let me say that you're absolutely correct. I think this, in duality, I think we want to do this as males. We're not totally programmed to do it always, but we feel like, hey, this is fun, building things, fixing things, providing for our family. This feels good from the heart. I believe there's a lot of that. It's when it overcomes us and it freaks us out, and we're not our normal organic selves, and we get stressed, and when you're stressed, you're going to stress others out, and that kind of thing. But one other thing, we mentioned providing, protecting, and fixing and resolving kind of things that men are really programmed to do from childhood in our society today. We're also, I believe, we're programmed to lust and not love in the male side. Especially, the media pushes us and TVs and things like that. They present women, in a sexist way, and we're not love oriented, we're lust oriented. At least a good portion of the male society, but I think that, and no right or wrong. I mean, this is our society and how it's we all have been programmed. But I just I don't know if I answered your question or not, but I think that's my two cents. But
Can I just throw something, guys, real quick? What if, too, the aspects of what we're eating, what we're consuming, and what we're breathing, the old words of chemtrails and, the estrogen that's maybe given more to the male aspect in foods like, oh, soy is the best thing that ever happened under Al Gore, just so I take a pot shot there,
Before
as
that.
Q calls it. But, when soy can't even be processed in the human body, and then it becomes more estrogen receptors, if you will, to the male. So even when I'm like at the gym, I don't know if you ladies, I'm sure, have observed male having more aspects of femaleism, and then the programming along with everything else. So to your
Point.
point, Bo, I'm just sharing that all of these aspects, not to blame it, but to recognize it and utilize, I call it the Q methodologies, but I'll yield, guys.
You are right. There's a much more higher increase in estrogen nowadays in males than there ever used to be. It alters your hormones and your perception and love, of life. But just another thing on the breathing to really get us out of the duality and to get into our organic selves and to feel rather than to think is that breathing is just the first step and just such a key. And you remember the days of biofeedback? I mean, it was not really brought up much lately, but the term biofeedback from the 70s and 80s, and that you can alter your entire physical being by just breathing. Correct, and dramatically reduce your heart rate and calm down, and then feel. And I think that's just the first key to really feeling yourself, so you can feel others.
That's true.
Hello, is it okay if I chime in, homie?
Girl, go. You go, Lauren, please. We love
Oh.
you. What?
Okay, I had to share. So excited to be here with everyone and Merman. I love hearing your perspective from the masculine, because I will say, I have never been married. I've been in a couple serious relationships, which were very essential in my growth. But I will say, from my journey, I actually had to learn to kind of do it all myself. And so, like, when I here's an example, like when I was dating someone, and I'm used to having to fix everything around my house, and if I don't know how to do it, I'll look it up, right? I'll figure it out. And so, to me, that was me. I'm in my masculine aspect of my feminine energy. I remember one time there was a fixture hanging from the ceiling. I needed to change the light bulb, and I just get up and I just start doing it. I pull the ladder out. I'm like, all right, let's do this. And he looked at me and he was like, Lauren, I can do that for you. And so I was like, huh, he sure can. Not meaning that, sit down, let me do it, woman. No, it wasn't. It was, hey, I am here and I can do this for you. It is my honor to help you in whatever you need help with. And so that was a pivotal point in my journey, where I was so much in my masculine, right? That masculine energy, that I just had the awareness to, okay, maybe I'm just so doing it so much that I'm not allowing, I'm not receiving, if that makes sense. And so that's one thing that I picked up on, and just I had to kind of learn how to receive, because when it's just you have to, it has to get done. And the women are just we're just, like Q said, they're the, like they kind of manage the castle, so to speak, because we're so good at multitasking. We're so good at, and that could be a program, but we're so good at kind of keeping everything running. And then the second point I wanted to speak about was, I've always been interested in learning about the men and their perspective, and just what are they feeling, and then them being receptive to evolving and growing. So I where was I? I just had it and I forgot. But I will say that the few relationships that I was in, I noticed that, okay, he had the protector, provider, the fixer. I mean, that's my dad, that's my daddy, that's who my that's been the main man in my life, is my daddy. He's just, and I'll always call him that because he's, that's who he is. And he would come over and he comes over and does things for me as he can. But I'm like, ah, I can do this, I can do this just fine. But I noticed that the men that I did date, they were like, the program of, sorry, I'm all over the place, the programming of providing, fixing, resolving. When they kind of let their guard down from that offense or that defense, so to speak, stance, and I just created this space of peace and love, then their hearts would soften, and they were so receptive to that vulnerability piece that Q mentioned. Would just It was like a it would just open, and they're like, oh, okay. She really wants to work with me, and let's do this together. So just a few things I wanted to share on my journey. So I will yield.
Can I springboard off that, Lauren? You synchronicity again. When Donnie was talking about being males being the fixer, the provider, the protector, I don't know if I want to say one up you, Lauren, but being a single mom from the time that my daughter was one until she became an adult and 18, I had to do everything. It wasn't, I guess you had to do everything too, but I also had a child to take care of. So there is that, you get into that kind of zone where I can do it all, which pretty much you can. And then when a man does come into your life, to be able to graciously, I don't want to say step down, but to allow them to assist you. Again, I'll go back to what I said originally. If we are all in our light, there is no difference between us. We are all light beings. We have just chosen these physical bodies to experience this matrix, whatever you want to call it, at this point in quote time. But there is ultimately no difference between us. But I guess I don't really know where I'm going with that. But to be a single mom and have to do everything for yourself and your child and be the provider too, is it's not an easy thing. And then to allow somebody else to come into your life, a man, and help you with those things, it's really quite a lesson. Now, have I met my twin flame? No. Perhaps I will someday, but if I don't, I'm fine with that. I actually kind of really like myself. And I don't really feel
Perfect.
like I need anybody else, but I don't know how I feel about putting a label on divine feminine and divine masculine, because no matter what body we have, no matter what physiology, even how we feel, psychologically, because there are, there are people out there that are in a body, but they enjoy the same gender. So that's a whole nother topic. And I think I'm getting a little convoluted, so I'll yield, but I just wanted to say that is there really a necessity to delineate between the divine male and female? I'll leave it there.
I'm gonna hop in real quick about the. I love what you said, and Lauren, it was perfect to what you both said, because I feel like your question comes to the ultimate answer is even in the twin or twining, flame, twin flame, twining. We're connected to ourselves, and once we recognize who we are as both male and female, there isn't a delineation. There absolutely isn't, and it lends to Zaya. You brought up something, because this is it's it feels like I'm skipping, but I'm not. It actually lends to the question, ultimately, as divine creators, as male and female. Zaya, you brought this up in another conversation that I thought was fascinating. Can the female actually create on her own? Therefore, as Q touches the belly, if you will, or source, divine, creator, prime creator, and infuses that light, as Zosia Q's expressed to you with your children. Can it be that the woman can touch her belly via her own source energy of male female, and there isn't distinguishing aspect to any of that energetics outside this universe? If it's this is the one that's dualistic, and outside of it is not. Therefore, there's no distinction. Bo, Lauren, to your point, and Zaya, I just feel like that was one of the ultimate beauties of the divine female aspect. Is she female or female male? And does it matter? Yeah.
Let me state one thing here, if I could.
Yeah, please.
It's a very profound question, though. Is there any division between the divine feminine and male? It's like, I keep going back to Q's yin and yang discussions with, the whole is a yin and a yang. It's such a powerful symbol. This is true. Like I look at that as like a twin flame, or a balanced male, divine male and female relationship as a whole. But as if ever, anyone is has a void of one of the other, male or female, in their life, aren't we evolving to take up all of that energy, whatever voided, so we are whole with divine and male and female attributes to make us whole? Because we're always seeking to be whole.
My
I mean,
God.
isn't that our drive in life too?
Perfect.
So, but yeah, that's pr very profound. Thank you.
Hummy, I apologize for interrupting. Did you know we have a special caller?
Yeah, I just saw it. So thank you. We would love to take our first caller. Sunshine, we love you. Hello, beautiful. We honor you.
Hello, everyone. I love this conversation. Thank you for taking my call.
Woohoo, we love you.
I wanted to touch on what Lauren and Zaya were talking about, coming from a married, single relationship, single perspective. Whenever I was single and lived away from home, I always had a daddy do list. So he wanted me to have a list, so whenever he came to visit, he'd know what I needed help with around the house. And so, Lauren, I can so relate to your daddy helping you, because That's what daddies do. But I do have my little giant ladder, and I do know how to change a light bulb, and I do know how to, run a hammer and stuff like that. But what I wanted to point out, what Zaya was saying too, is, you get put into a situation you didn't think you were going to be in, and then you have to, as they say in the world, bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan, so to speak. So I was really new into my relationship with my past partner, Bill. And he opened the truck door and put me in the truck, and we got to where we were going. And I went to open the door, and he looks at me and he goes, "So you've grown now?" I'm like, "Oh, shut my door." And he got out, walked around the truck, and went and opened the door for me. We've laughed about that for years because you get to where you get independent again. And then when you get with a divine masculine male that truly loves to protect and look out for, you kind of have to, as Q says, that yin and yang, that push and pull, you have to learn how to work together. And if you are with your Twinkie, I don't believe Bill was my Twinkie, as I call them, twin flame. But if you are with your ultimate Twinkie, you have the same strengths and weaknesses, but you might be stronger in one to where one is stronger in the other. And so I believe you guys are so on top of all this. Just going out and realizing that I do agree with what our merman is saying, that men do have that bent, I don't know if that's the right word, but that they want to provide, they want to protect. And I, as a divine feminine, I like that. And so I like when men open my doors, and I enjoy that whenever they treat me with that gift, that love. But it doesn't mean that I can't open my own door, and it doesn't mean I can't open it for him if his hands are full. So that's my push pull on that. And you guys are having a great show, and I'm going to yield. I love you guys.
Love you, sunshine, and I totally agree. Thank you for calling in and your sharing you with us. I agree. I like that too. I love it. And that is something that I appreciate about sharing myself and my experience with a male. I love that treatment, and that softens me. It allows me to let my guard down, so to speak, and it allows me to yield and soften into, their presence. So I totally agree, and thank you for that.
I love sunshine that you said the push pull. It describes it to me as well. The twining, the word that you used, Tommy, the twining. It's sort of this oscillation, this movement. Did someone say the yin yang? That movement together where you stated the strengths and one has one aspect, one has the other. I too also love that as well. As Zaya said, like it allows me to be, to just flow more. It's a flow. It's a dance. It's a, you just know it when you're in your heart. To me, you feel it. And thank you for calling in to Sunshine. And Merman, I love that you added the word biofeedback because that helped me as I try, I'm sure we all do, have many males in my life, and always trying to explain the word feeling. And biofeedback to me is a really helpful word. Perhaps it's more, well, it's just a different, has a different definition. So that was really, really helpful. And Lauren and Bo, I feel that's what you were discussing as well when Sunshine called in about the balance between the male and the female. And we'll know that with our partners. And just to end it on this, Hummy and Merman, you are way showers for that relationship. So thank you for sharing your pieces. Truly, you're the twin flames who've known each other way before. And you're living it. So thank you for sharing your relationship with us.
Oh my gosh, Sosha,
I love
you
that.
did that so beautiful.
Thank
And
you.
you know what? Thank you so much. Sunshine, thank you for calling in. Zaya, that was perfect because what you ladies just teed up. I'm using, or should I say, queued up, guys. Okay, I'm not original. Like I told Kevin and Johnny on Cuman, the Cuman perspective, their show is that I'm not a comedian for a reason. So I thank you for the, attempt to laugh or the courtesy laugh and squeeze to call it. But really, Zosia, what you brought up at Sunshine and Lauren, Bo, it's the experience, isn't it, ladies, is what you described to me. The ultimate experience is, does, d okay, even though Donnie and I have known each other for many millennia, if you will, and it's every which way. We have all known each other, but we've known ourselves. We're just recollecting it. Thank you, Q. I mean, deep, deep, deep gratitude of recollecting who we are and loving who we are, even when Mermaid created that twin flame, twining flame model. It was truly, what is it? A model for us. It's us. It's our own selves. Look, I look at myself in the mirror, and even when I'm putting on my little mascara in the morning to get out and do something, let's say, I'm still looking in my eyes and seeing me, the me, female and male aspect of me, and it's an experience. So if we choose to play with whatever experiences of that twin flame, I love what you said, Bo, about I'm happy within. If I meet a male, it is beautiful and my twin flame. But if I do not, I'm my twin flame. That's how I always felt, and I would not compromise any other way until I met Donnie. And even then, I would not impart my feelings unless he felt the same way. Lauren, you once brought up something about can't you brought this to Mermaid? Can you ask Mermaid something like, can I meet the guy, know who he is in the male sense, and yet at the same token, he not recognize I'm his twin flame? Absolutely, because he's in a different frequency. He opted to experience something different. And so with that, does it mean we just choose our experiences, whether it's within us or whether it's outside of us, if you will, but an experience that's part of us. That's the reflection of us. And this is what I feel like this whole aspect of us ultimately comes down to, as you said, Sosha, a dance. Their dance creates a balance, but can it be a balance within us first? And embracing both of us, and society fosters harmony and growth once we accept that fostering within ourselves of harmony and growth. I'm just, that's perfect cue or T. That's it.
Oh, Corinne. It's, oh, Hami. I'm so sorry, girl. Oh, gee. Oh,
Well, hummingbird, Corinne, you go.
oh,
Doesn't matter.
someone had to do it. I guess it might as well be me.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Oh, like nobody knows her harmonics,
Oh my
right? Come on, you
gosh,
guys.
right. So, Sunshine, I will say I love what you said about your experiences with Bill and allowing him to be, not that you need it, but I can so relate because I have, like, I can take care of myself. I can do this thing. I got it, right? But I've always desired my lion, my protector, who's going to fiercely protect me if I need it, right? Who, with honor, protect me. And I found that protector energy, that masculine, manly energy that I love, it allows me to be in that fully in my feminine, not having to, got my six or my 20, whatever the policemen say. Like, I don't have to be on edge and on guard. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I got this, I got this. So I love that aspect. Something that I noticed as an observation with some women that I've friends in the past, and I'll make this quick. I've noticed that because we weren't with our authentic partners, our legacy partner, our true love, whatever we want to call it, our twinny, our twinkie, you name it. There was that the yin and yang wasn't balanced. So the women, you know, like I've noticed, like the one friend of mine, she would just like she is so in her masculine, just making it happen, and she would, you know, her husband, because they're not balanced. Right? They just weren't balanced. There was some resentment because, you know, he wasn't doing or, you know, balancing out those energies. So she would just go so into that masculine where it was, there wasn't a unity or a union. And so I've seen a lot of, and it's fine, whatever we choose, you know, some women want to do that, no problem, whatever you choose. But just, I've just been observing this for such a long time. And, I just noticed that the way this whole matrix has been set up, you know, get mom out of the house, get mom away from the family, get mom away from the home, get mom away from creating that space of love. I'm a little bit more of the twin flame model where I love that male and female energy and how the unity works together. I'm okay. We only got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to yield with that. I didn't realize that. So, okay. Thank you.
Can we pick up where we leave off if we remember, ladies? So, Lauren and Sasha, would you like to tell the audience of your show, please?
Thank you, Hami. We'll be together shortly, later on, just before PRQ, and we'll be interviewing Q. Please join us there. Anything else to add, Lauren?
No, just super excited. And it should be a great show. And Hami, Bo, Zaya, Zosha, this has been so amazing. Just what an amazing, amazing show. Thank you so much.
You ladies, we love you and thank you for that. But and thank you, Sunshine, for calling in. We're gonna pick up where we left off, if that makes sense. Continue this. It's to be continued, but we do honor you, BBS, the next show. Guys, PRQ homesteading, right?
Can I plug my show
Oh
tomorrow?
my God. Well, I was getting to that, but go
All
for it.
right. So
Go, girl.
tomorrow at 4 Central Time, please join my cohort, Vic, Vivacious Vic and I, on Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic. Tomorrow we're talking planning your spring garden, and it is pre-recorded. But the following show, which will be May 4th, I believe, we are going live, so we'll be able to take questions then. Love you all. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, thank you, Bo. I apologize. I was going to get to that, but for sure, PRQ homesteading is next. And we are grateful to the divine, powerful pack, soul hosts, and the best individuals who own and operate BBS Radio. Don, Doug, and Thomas, you guys rock.
Right.
And don't forget to look at bbsradio.com for show listings because the most prodigious, remarkable, stunning, powerful, enlightening beings have podcasts that continue throughout the week. So thank you, Q, to our most tremendous souls, soul sisters, and our marvelous Selkie
Yes.
sisters.
Goodbye,
Lauren,
love
love
you
you
all.
all. Happy
Have a
Thank you all.
great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for all
Bye.
the wish.
Thanks.